A Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Huang. Replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Huang.
Here's what we're tracking today on The Bigger Picture. We saw a rally in Wall Street after some dovish comments from US Fed Chief Jerome Powell. Also some data from the US economy. The second round of estimates around third quarter GDP is in at 3.5%. This is unchanged and puts it on track for Washington's target of 3% for the year. So quite a bit of positive sentiment going into the end of the week. Let's get the bigger picture from Sunny Hamid, Director of Wealth Management for Financial Alliance. Morning, Sunny. How are you doing?
Morning, Ryan. I'm fine, thank you.
Well, let's talk about what's happened on Wall Street. Well, we had quite a bit of a rally after those comments from Jerome Powell. Overall, seems quite dovish and suggests that we might see less interest rate hikes in 2019. So, Sunny, how does this affect investors in 2019?
Well, I think it's still a wait and see. At this current point, the remarks are being taken very positively as we saw the performance overnight. I think there needs to be more reinforcement or communication from the Fed that they are taking this path whereby they believe rates may be near neutral. Because it's quite drastic from, as you correctly mentioned earlier, 2 months ago, it was like a long way from neutral, and now suddenly it's just below neutral. So I'm sure there are some people in the market now scratching their heads and saying, like, okay, what's going on? Is it the White House having some influence in the Federal Reserve decision, which is a no-no and a huge negative? Or is it really the Federal Reserve now having a slightly different stance? So we'll have to wait and see whether a picture clears out.
That's right. There's been some pressure from Donald Trump on the Fed for raising interest rates. And we are getting a lot of indicators around the U.S. economy. You're looking at them quite closely. The latest one out is the U.S. third quarter GDP. The second round of estimates is at 3.5%. What's your reading of the U.S. economy right now, and what's going to be the support for the U.S. dollar?
Well, the U.S. economy, as we all know, is chugging along as one of the better performing economies in the world. But there are reasons behind it. The reasons, of course, are the tax cuts, the fiscal stimulus that we saw. In fact, increasingly many economists, when looking forward into 2019, 2020, the big question is where is the top and where does the economy start to peak out? Because, again, economies cannot continue to go on a one-way street. And GDP figures, as we all know, are backward-looking. So we really need to look in front. When we do so, we realize that actually the U.S. economy is into its largest expansion or longest expansion. And definitely there will be a point where there's a turning point. So really the question now is, it's not whether we can sustain the 3% going forward. It's a question of where is that peak going ahead.
Okay, we are speaking with Sunny Hamid, Director of Wealth Management at Financial Alliance. So Sunny, you're actually watching the markets very closely, looking at the charts, and this kind of indicates what's going to happen in the future. And you're actually quite pessimistic. Tell us why that's the case.
Well, because of all the noise that's in the market, sometimes you take a few steps back and you look at the charts to try and give you a sense of where we are. And when we look back in the year 2000, where the dot-com bubble peaked, when we look back in the year 2008, where the global financial crisis peaked, the characteristics are almost quite similar to what we see today, which is markets or cycles tend to peak in a particular way, which is they tend to go sideways first, meaning to say they consolidate between a particular range, which is about 10-15% for a particular period, which is about 12 to 18 months. What we've seen today is for this particular market we're in, we've actually kind of gone sideways for the past 12 months and also in a range of about 15%. So the characteristics between this current market condition and the peaks in the year 2000 and 2008 are quite similar. That's not saying markets won't go up, but that's just saying that the odds are increasing, that when you look back into historical patterns, a downside break is increasingly more likely than an upside break.
All right, more downside risk than upside. Now, Sunny, let's wrap things up by bringing it home. In the headlines today, we have Noble Group again in the spotlight. Its auditor EY and the accounts that it passed over 5 years are under review in a criminal probe. And earlier this week, coffee shop operator Kim Lee also in the news for potential disclosure gaps. So, Sunny, how much do you see these corporate governance incidents weighing on local stock markets?
Well, at this point, the markets are probably more focused externally on what happens in the US and across the globe in terms of geopolitical tariffs and so on. These local issues will have particular impact, I guess, some specific stocks which are probably struggling or have been earmark in terms of disclosures and stuff previously, historically, yeah, or are suspected suspects. So basically, not at this point, I don't think it's going to have a wide-ranging effect, but it could have impact on specific stocks. However, if there were disclosure issues that are being highlighted and these disclosure issues can be brought across the board, meaning to say there need to be a review across the board of everybody who has undergone a particular disclosure, then the market may be rattled a bit, because they're going to start asking, okay, if we now adopt the new disclosure, what's going to happen with everybody else and so on. So I guess it's an ongoing story, and really how it develops will determine the degree of impact.
All right, thank you so much, Sunny. Always great chatting with you. Sunny Hamid, Director of Wealth Management at Financial Alliance, with us on The Bigger Picture.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.